Begin the current daf Masechta Shabbos daf Kuf Nun Vav. We begin on the bottom line of Kuf Nun Hey and Beis, where the Gemara continues the theme of the previous daf, discussing the machlokes between Rebbe and Rebbe Yisrael Yehuda. When do we consider something that it's included in the malach of lash of kneading? Is it even when you just add water to the item, for example, the flour that you're mixing it? Then even just that would be considered as if it's getting together. It's taking two different substances and making it into one big enmeshed item, that would be considered gibul, or is it like Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda says it? No. Achi gabul, until you actually go ahead and you knead it together, just mixing the water together with the flour, although it's making the items come together, that would not be the malach of lash, and it has to be achi gabul. So related to this machlik is the Gemara brings a braisa. Tarabon. One opinion says, in goivul nesa kali, that you're not allowed to knead the kali. And kali is grain that was flour that was dried up in an oven, it was toasted in the oven. Now that flour that was toasted was always going to be sweet. And that's what's called kimcha d'avshoina. And they would make shtisa, which is a type of beverage we're going to learn in a moment on the next daf, that was from, together with this toasted grain, this toasted flour, together with oil and with water and with salt, they would mix it all together, and that would how they would make shtisa. So regarding this kali, this toasted flour grain, the Tanakhama says that you're not allowed to go ahead and knead it. That's a problem of Gibel of Losh on Shabbos. But Yeshem Gaivim, and there are others that say that you could knead it on Shabbos. It's not a problem. So the Gemara asks, Man Yeshem, who is this that says you're allowed to go ahead and be Megabel and mix something on Shabbos and it's not going to be a problem of Losh? So Rav Chizra says, and we continue on the top of Kofen and Vavim and Aleph, that is Rabbi Yisrael Yehudahi, that is the opinion that we mentioned on the previous daf, that he says that there's no problem of Losh with other elements of mixing different items together, for example, creating a dough when you're just putting in the flour and the water, although it's coming together until, like he says, achi gavon, until you actually need it. Now here, as the Gemara is going to explain in a moment, we're talking about that although you are being megablet, you're mixing it, so how is it permitted over here by this toasted grain flour? Is that when you're mixing it, you're doing it kalachiyada, in the indirect way, so since it's being done in the indirect way, you're not going to have the deraisa diga gibel to have lush, and therefore it's going to be mutter to go ahead and be megabel this toasted grain to create whatever you want to make out of it. And that, the Gemara says, v'hanami lehu d'mishani. This that we said, that according to Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, is going to be permitted to mix it, is only if you at least apply it a shini, you did it differently than it's normally being done. And therefore, there's no iser gibul. Again, there's no problem when you're mixing the water with the toasted grain, because that's never a problem according to Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda. And regarding when you're mixing it, which is generally a problem, here, since you're applying a shini, you're doing it differently than it's normally done, kalachayad, that's why it's going to be mutter. And that the Gemara says, Heichi Mishani, what would be considered a difference, a shinui, that would make it different and not be the Isser Gibel of Lash? And Rav Chizda, al yad, if you do a little bit at a time, that would be not normally how it's done when it's done in one big pile. That would be a permitted way of being megabel this kali, this toasted grain, on Shabbos. However, the Braisa continues and says, Bishavin, and both Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda and the Tanakhama agree, Shabbeichshin es ha-shosses b'shabbos, that you're allowed to stir the shosses on Shabbos. And that is, although that they had this machlokes regarding the kali, if you're allowed to be megablet to mix it or not, but they both agree regarding the shtisa drink, that you're allowed to mix it with a spoon, and that is gibel. Just in this case, it's called beichshin, because we're talking about shtasas. So there, everyone agrees you're allowed to do that. And similarly, v'shoysim zesim and mitzri, that they both agree regarding a different halacha, that you're allowed to drink the Egyptian zesim, which is a type of beverage that was normally taken for healing purposes. But the reason why, although refu is asr and Shabbos, because we're concerned you might come to grind herbs, which is how they used to make the medicine on Shabbos, here it's mutter because it's also a beverage that regular people drink. And as we learned in the Mishnah of Kof Tesem and Beis, that all beverages a person's allowed to drink, even for healing purposes. So although people drink a hot tea with honey to heal their sore throat, but since regular people drink it also, so although it's for refu, it's mutter here also, there's zesim and mitzri, since it's also a beverage, although it could be used for healing purposes, it's everyone agrees you're allowed to drink that on Shabbos. But now the Gemara asks what seems to be an internal contradiction in this braisa. How could you say that everyone agrees with shavin, that you're b'chshin es ha-shtasa, that you're allowed to stir, you're allowed to do what's the equivalent of gibel, of mixing the shtisa, which is kali, which is a mixture of toasted grain with oil and water and salt? But va'amrit in kevlin, the Tanakhama said in the first part of that braisa that you're not allowed to mix the kali, the toasted grain, on Shabbos. Now, shtisa and kali is basically the same thing, just shtisa has a few other ingredients, and they would say you're allowed to, but then why by kali, by toasted grain itself, do we say you're not allowed to mix it? Another thing about it says loikash. It's not a difficulty, because although they're from the same ingredients, their consistency is different. Ha ba'ava. This that we said that by kali, by the toasted grain, that it's usher to mix it, is talking about when it's thick. There it's a problem, there you're not allowed to mix it. You're not allowed to go ahead and do gibel. Ha beracha, the sefer that said that shtisa is mutter, that's talking about when it's a looser consistency. There you're allowed to mix it because that's not lisha, that's not kneading, because that's not creating like a dough-like a type of a substance. It's more of a liquid, and that's not a problem to mix. However, the Gemara does say v'hanimile, that this that we said that is a heter to mix the shtisa is hu de mishani. It's only if you did a shinu, as we said before, that all these heterim regarding that it shouldn't be a problem of gibel, of kneading on Shabbos, it still requires a shinu, some type of a deviation of how it's normally done. Hechi mishani, how should you mix it differently than it's done during the weekday? So Rabbi Yisrael says b'chol, and that is the way it's normally done during the weekday is nois in the sachemis, that they generally would first put in the vinegar of achakach nois in the shetasis, and then they would put in this other ingredient of the shtisa. B'Shabbos, you have to do it the other way around, to create a shinoi, and that would be a permitted way of doing the gibel, that nois in the shetasis, or achakach nois in the shetasis, first put in the shtisa, that is the toasted grain with the water and the oil and the salt, and then achakach nois in the shetasis, then you put in the vinegar. That would be a shinoi in how you're creating this element, and therefore that would be a permitted way of doing gibel on Shabbos. The Gemara brings a story to illustrate this halacha, that Levi bereid Rav Huna bar Chiya ashkechi legavlo de Benashe. That Levi, the son of Rav Huna bar Chiya, he found the individual that was in charge of watching his father's animals, and he would be the one that would knead and mix the bran and all the food that he would give to the animals. So he saw him on Shabbos to kugavl that he was mixing the bran, but he was employing a shinoi, but he was mixing it on Shabbos with stuffing little tour, and he was stuffing it into the oxen to eat on Shabbos. So Patishbe, he kicked him. And that is because everyone agrees, as we say in our Mishnah, that Avoloi Gavlim, but you're not allowed to go ahead and actually knead it on Shabbos. And here he was, his father's employee was going ahead and mixing it on Shabbos and giving it to the animals. So Asavu Ashkeche, his father came and he saw what happened. This is what the father of your mother said in the name of Rav. And the Gemara says, Omani, and who is this father of his mother? That's Rabbi Yirmi Ba'aba. And he said, Gavlin, you're allowed to knead the bran through employing a shinoi, as the Gemara is going to explain, that we said, v'hu d'komishani, right? So therefore, what my employee is doing is okay on Shabbos, because although he's mixing, he's doing gibel, which seems to be that everyone agrees is aser, by employing a shinoi, it's mutter. And, however, v'loi misafin, but you're not allowed to stuff it into the ox, as we said, eima mirin, that you're not allowed to go ahead and fatten the calves on Shabbos, that you're not allowed to do, but you're allowed to mix the bran employing a shinoi. However, udaloi loket belishne, regarding a calf that's not that does not have the ability to utilize its tongue, in other words, as a young calf that is not learned yet in how to eat, then mahalkitinle, then you are allowed to stuff that type of a calf, because again, it's necessary for the calf to be able to get the food and to get its nourishment. V'hanemile, and with this, and when did we say this idea that you're allowed to go ahead and mix and be megabel to go ahead and do lush of the bran? That is who the mishani, that is if he did a shino, he did something differently than it's normally done. And therefore, again, what my employee was doing was okay. Hechi mishani, what is something that you can employ to change how it's normally done? That if you do it, instead of mixing it, you go one time up and down, and one time from right to left, that is you do it one time shasi, one time arv, that would be a shino, how it's normally mixed. And therefore, that is a permitted way of mixing on Shabbos again. So what he did was not wrong, and therefore he didn't deserve that kick. The Gemara asks, "V'holi ma'ariv Shabbos?" But that's not going to mix it well enough. How does that help to do the shinoi? But it's not going to be mixing it properly. Rabbi Yehuda, "Menara likli," you shake the vessel, and that will be enough to have it mixed by itself. So therefore, that's the way to do it, by employing the shinoi, and therefore you'll have a way that it'll be mixed properly. However, the idea is that all these things, that although we make permitted ways of doing gibel, and it's going to help, but you have to have somewhat of a shinoi, it can't be how it's done during the weekday. Now the Gemara continues on this topic, and it brings a few different discussions based on what was found in the ledgers of different Amiram, of different Tamil Chacham. So the Gemara says, Ksiva Pinkasi de Ziri is found on the ledger of Ziri, and that was that there was two tablets that were tied one to the other, like those of the merchants. And on that he had written that Amrit Kodim Rabbi, that I had said something in front of my teacher, Umani, and the Gemara says, who was his teacher? Reb Chiya, that was Reb Chiya, that he, and I asked him, Ma'ala Gabba, what is the halacha? You let him knead the bran for the animals on Shabbos? So Amar Asli said, it's forbidden. You're not allowed to knead on Shabbos. Ma'ala Farik, what's the halacha with unloading it? And that is to take from one vessel in front of this animal and put it in front of a different vessel in front of another animal. Amar Muti said, that's okay, although that's a tircha, that's a permitted tircha to do on Shabbos. So on this topic regarding the Meichel Behema, a food for animals, the Gemara says a different idea, that Amar Rav Menashe, Chad Kamechad, one you could put in front of one, Trei kametrei and two in front of two, shabar dami, that's okay. And this is a separate halacha talking about that you're allowed to put one measurement of food that normally what's normally put in front of an animal, that you're allowed to put in front of an animal on Shabbos, that's okay. And similarly, two portions for two animals that they're eating from one trough. However, tlase kametrei also to put three portions in front of two animals, that's a problem. And that is since during the weekday you don't usually give that much for an animal, so that would be a tirch, an exertion that's not necessary, which is also to do on Shabbos. And definitely to put two portions in front of one animal, that definitely would be a problem on Shabbos. However, Rabbi Yosef says, he argues, says, no, you can put as much as you want in front of the animal. Kav, afil kavayim, one kav, even two kav, and ula amar kur, afil karayim, even one kur, even two karayim. And therefore, that since there's a heter to put in front of the animal, you can put way much more than even what's normally put for one portion. Now the Gemara brings a different halacha that was written in the ledger of a different amira. Ksiva pinkasi de Levi. It was written on the ledger of Levi. Amrit kadim Rabbi. I had said this in front of my teacher. Man, the Gemara asked, who was this? Rabbi Nakadish. This was the holy Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, and that he had mentioned to his Rabbi al dahava gavlin shtisa bebavel regarding those that they would be kneading and mixing the shtisa in bavel. That is, as we said, that's roasted grain with oil and water and salt. Vavetzavach Rabbi, and my teacher was screaming and shouting at people for doing this, which is forbidden on Shabbos. And again, who is this? That's Rabbi Nakadish. Al dahava gavlin shtisa, that they were kneading the shtisa on Shabbos. However, no one was listening to him to stop, and he didn't have it in his power to make this thing forbidden. Because of Rabbi Yosef Yehuda that we mentioned before, that he was the one that argued on Rabbi, and he said that it's mutter even when it was done in a thick way. And that's because if you employ a shinoi, therefore the community was noyger like Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. So therefore, although Rabbi Yehuda Anasi was screaming to say that people should stop, he didn't have the power to say that's us because of the one who argued with him, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, who he said it's mutter if you employ a shinoi. And that is although that he was screaming that the community was following the other man, the Amr. So the Gemara continues with another ledger. Ksiva Pinkasi de Bishu ben Levi. It was written in the ledger of Bishu ben Levi. Hai man de Bechad b'shaba. This person that of Sunday, that is, he was born on Sunday. And the Gemara goes in the whole discussion now from Rabbi Yehuda ben Levi's ledger to show how, depending on what day of the week you're born on, that will affect your mazel, the type of a constellation that you were born on that day, what type of a reality, what type of a life you're going to have. So someone that's born on Sunday, Yehi Gever, he will be a person that is a complete person. He'll have one characteristic, V'loi Chadabe, and he won't have any other type of a measurement for his life, which the Gemara is going to explain what that means. My veloy chadabe. What does it mean? It doesn't have any other type of a measurement to his life. So the Gemara says, ilim veloy chalativ. If it means that he won't have even one good thing to him, in other words, he'll have just one type of a life, totally evil, and won't have any other thing like goodness to him. But Omer Avashi, but Ravashi, who he was a tzaddik, he said, Ana bechad b'shabbah havoy. I was born on Sunday. So obviously, it can't mean if you're born on Sunday that you can be totally bad. So Ela Lavs, rather, what does it mean? Chadul Abisha means that you won't have anything of one to bad, that you'll be totally good. But you can't say that either. Because Ravashi had said, Ano v'dimi bar kakuzasa havoin b'chad b'shabbat. We were both born on Shabbos. Now, however, Ano malach, I became the king. In other words, I became the Rosh Hashiva, the head of the yeshiva. V'hu havarish ganav, and he became the head of the thieves. And that is the idea, what he was saying, Ravashi, is that whoever's born on a Sunday, he becomes the head. Now, and that is because just like Sunday is the head, the beginning of the creation of Maaseh Bereishis, however, you either become the head of the yeshiva or you become the head of the thieves. However, what you do hear from me is that both tzaddikim and rishonim are born on Sunday, so therefore, what does it mean you're only going to have one characteristic and not the other? It seems like you could have. And therefore, the Gemara says, El ikule letivo ikule levish. Right? It means you are going to have one and not the other. Which one is that? It could be either one. But you're only going to have one. Either going to be totally good or totally bad. You're not going to be somewhere in the middle. My time, what's the reason? Because on that day, there was light and darkness. There's nothing in between. And therefore, you're either going to be totally light or totally darkness, either totally good or totally bad. The Gemara continues, Haiman de betray b'shabbat. This individual is born on the second day of the week, on Monday. He gave a rags, and he's going to be an angry person. My time, what's the reason? From the ifle gubei mai, because that is the day that the waters were split. That is the earth was filled with water, and then Hashem separated the earth, the waters that went up to Shemayim became the heavens, water that stayed down that became the seas, and the water that's down here, and therefore they were separated. That is just like the waters were separated. He's going to be separated from all the other people because with one's anger he separates himself from everybody else. That's the idea that he will be an angry person and he won't have relationships with everyone else. Hayman de betlasa b'shabbat. Regarding this person that's born on a Tuesday, yehigever atri is going to be a wealthy individual, but zanoihe, and he's going to be promiscuous. He's going to be an adulterer. My time. What's the reason? From the ivri b'asavim, because that's the day when the herbs and the grasses were created, as it says in the pasuk in Bereishis, Perek Aleph. Tadshi ha'aretz, on the third day of Tuesday, said that let the earth send forth all its herbage, and herbs and grass is something that it multiplies very greatly, and it's very quick to grow, and it breaks forth in the ground. You see in between cracks in the sidewalk, and that's the concept of pritzis, of promiscuity, which means pritzis is from the word paretz, that it breaks through. It's way too powerful, and therefore, although relationships are good, this person is all over the place. And he's all over there with the money and with indecent relationships. The same idea that he's going too far. Another version, interpretation Rashi gives, is that regarding the grasses, it doesn't say liminehu, to their species. That it says by everything, it was according to how it was supposed to be. By the grasses and the herbs, it doesn't say that in the commandment. And therefore, when they grew with eruva. They were mixed up one with the other. That is, one type was getting nourishment from the other. That's the same idea of being an adulterer. That is, there's monogamous relationships that's supposed to be. Then this person's getting from all over the place. That's the idea that such a person will be wealthy, but he'll be a zanoi, he'll be an adulterer. Hayman de barbo b'shaba. Regarding this person that's born on a Wednesday, yegever chakim v'nar, he's going to be wise and he's going to be illuminating. He's going to have a shine to himself. My time, or what's the reason? From the itlu be'ma'oris, because on Wednesday is the day that the luminaries, the sun and the moon, all the things that light up the sky night and day, were hung up, so to speak, in the heavens on that day. And therefore, he's going to have that shine, but he's also going to have, he's going to be a chacham, because it says in the pasuk, the Torah is light, and therefore he's going to have not only the light, but the Torah, which is the equivalent of life, a light of chachma. Regarding this person that's born on a Thursday, he's going to be a person that will be doing acts of kindness. My time, what's the reason? Because on Thursday was the day that the fish and the birds were created, that they don't have to work hard for their food, rather they are fed with the kindness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to this person will be continuing that concept of kindness of giving to other people. Regarding this person that's born on Erev Shabbos on Friday, he's going to be a person that's chasing after mitzvahs. Amr of Nachman Yitzchak explains, chazron b'mitzvah is going to be chasing after mitzvahs because that's what's normally done on Erev Shabbos on Friday, that people are busy getting ready, doing mitzvahs for the day of Shabbos, and therefore the person that's born on Friday will have that element integrated into his character. Regarding the person that's born on Shabbos, b'Shabbat Yomis, he's also going to die on Shabbos. And the reason is because al dachilu aluya yomer rabbi shabbat, that because of him there was somewhat a desecration of Shabbos, because he was born on Shabbos, some type of chil Shabbos has to be done, either how to get him there or in the birthing process a chil Shabbos is going to happen. Therefore, somewhat of a punishment is that he's going to die on that day. And even if he doesn't die, but he's worthy to die because he caused somewhat of a chil Shabbos. However, the Gemara does say that amar rabbi barav shila the kaddisha rabbi yiskari, he's going to be called the great holy one. And that is because of the Kedusha of Shabbos, which the Pasuk in Shemayis Perichav says, Vayikacheu, and that he sanctified the day of Shabbos. So this person is also going to be separate and Kaddish. He's going to have that element of Shabbos into his essence. However, this man de Amr, Ibn Shuma Levi, had said that it's the mazal of the day, that what it was integrated in the Maaseh Bereishis, that affects how the person's character is going to be. However, Amalur Reb Chanina said to his students that they had read from the ledger of Ibn Shuma Levi in front of him, he said, Puku Amrle Labar Leve, go out and tell the son of Levi, in other words, Reb Shuma Levi, Loi Mazal Yoyim Goyim. It's not the constellation that's the mazal of the day that causes the personality of the person and everything that happens to him. El Mazal Shogoyim. Rather, it's the constellation of the hour that causes. And that is, there are seven mazalis, seven constellations that serve the hours that started the moment the sun and the moon were put up into the Shemesh on the day four. And that is when the day started on 6 p.m. of Tuesday night. That's when they started working. There's seven constellations that go in a cycle of seven. That is, it goes from 6 p.m. and it goes for 7 hours, then starts over. It goes, and that's what's called Chanchal Shatzam, that the Gemara is going to explain in a moment. Each letter signifies a different one of the seven mazalis. And the first one of Chama is the sun. That's literally the sun. It's one of the seven mazalis. And same thing applies to the moon. And the rest are planets, which are Venus, Mercury, Saturn, Jupiter, and Mars, which the Gemara is going to explain. So it's not the day that causes it, but it depends what hour you're born in, that mazal will cause your destiny, as Reb Chanina explained. Haiman de Bechama, the one that's born with the first one, again, of Chanchal Shatzam, we're going to see that the first one of the Ches is Chama, the one that's born on the first hour, which again, it goes in cycles of seven, so the first one of the seven, depending on the hour, what it's going to be, if he's born under the mazel of the sun, Yehi Gever Zivson, he's going to be a person that has a shine, just like the sun that lights up the world, he's going to have that shine on his face. Yehi Achel Medilei V'Shasi Medilei, he's going to be eating and drinking from his own things, like the sun, which does not, it's not Masik Gvul Re'eyu, it doesn't go ahead and cross the boundary into its friend's territory, which in the case of the sun, it doesn't rule at night when the Levan is supposed to be. It only does its own thing. It keeps to what its own things are. So therefore, this person is going to eat from his own. However, his secrets are going to be revealed. And that is, he won't have the domain to conceal his secrets to himself. Rather, he's going to be like the sun, that which is open to everybody. Everyone sees the sun and it's there. He's going to have the same thing with his own private life. And himgonav lematzach, therefore, if he's going to steal, he's not going to be successful because everyone's going to know he's going to be transparent, just like the sun. Haiman de bekoichiv noiga. Regarding the person that's born in the second one, again, of Chanchal, the Nun is planet of Venus. Yihei gever atir bezanoihe. That type of person is going to be a wealthy but a promiscuous type of a person. My time in Mishum Disyolid Beinur, because regarding the planet of Venus, that's the fire is dependent on that mazel. And therefore this person has an inclination towards sexuality, and that's going to be burning in them like an oven. And therefore this person is going to be a wealthy, but he's going to be out there and open again, going past the boundaries of normal tznius, and he's going to have the element of pre-system, because the fire that draws him towards it, that's with the planet of Venus. The third one of the seven mazalas is Haiman de Bekoichev, the one that's born in the planet of Mercury, that's the Chav. Yehi gever nohar b'chakam, he will be an enlightening and a wise person. Mishum de safra de chamahu, because the planet of Mercury, of Koichev, is the scribe of the sun, and that is, it follows around, so to speak. Wherever the sun goes, Mercury is right behind it, and it's always there, like a scribe writing down whatever its master does. So since Mercury is next to it, it has the elements of the sun, which is also this light and the wisdom, which is Torah Ur, is also on the planet of Koichav of Mercury. The next one of the Lamed, Haiman de Belavana, the one that's born under the mazel of the moon, Yehi Gever Sovel Maron, he's going to be a person that's going to be suffering Yisurim, like the moon that is constantly diminishing, as we find by the moon, that it goes and diminishes. And the same idea, Bonai v'sasser, sasser bonai, he's going to build, and what's going to be built is destroyed. He's going to be destroyed, and he's going to be rebuilding. Like the moon that's constantly getting greater and getting smaller, waxing and waning, this type of person is going to have the same type of a life as the Levana has the same idea. Ochel deloy delay, v'shasi deloy delay, and he's going to be consuming what's not his, and drinking what's not his, like the moon, which does across the boundary into the sun, that we do see the moon sometimes during the day, that it crosses the boundaries and takes from to rule of what it, what's not its own. Same thing, this person is going to have the same thing. However, his secrets will be concealed, like the moon, which doesn't enlighten, and whatever it has from the sun, it's going to be able to conceal its own personality. And I'm gonna have matzach, therefore if he steals, he's going to be successful, because he could cover up. Haiman de Bishabtoi, regarding the shin, though whoever is born under the mazel of Saturn, he's going to be a person that all his thoughts, all his plans are going to be ruined. And that is because the word of Shabtoi comes from like the word in Bereishis, lo yishboisu, that it will not cease, that whatever he thinks of will cease to be, and therefore whatever he wants to do will not be successful. This time, others say it in a different way, called the mechashvin oloye betelin, whoever will plot against him, it will be nullified, and that is, they will not be successful against him, because Shabtoi, it will cease to be what they were plotting to do to him. The next one, the Tzadi, Haiman de Bitzadik, the one that's born under the mazel of Jupiter, Yehigeber Tzadkin, he will be a righteous person. Amar of Nachmi Yitzchok, Bitzadkin b'mitzvah, he will be righteous in the mitzvah. And that's a reference to the tzedakah, that give charity to poor people, which throughout all the Agadah Gemaras are always referred to as mitzvah. So this person will be very righteous in the mitzvah of tzedakah. And that's what the word tzedek is. Haiman dibemadim, regarding the last one of the seven, the one that's born with the mem, that's under the mazel of Mars, yehigever ashadam, he's going to be a person that spills blood. Amar Vashi explains, it doesn't mean it's going to be automatically bad. Every characteristic has a good application and a bad application. Eum, now whether he's going to be a bloodletter, e ganv, or he's going to be a thief that kills people, e tavch, or he's going to be a sheiched, a slaughterer, e milo, or he's going to be a milo that does circumcision, so he's going to let blood, but it could be either a good or it can be a bad. Amar Rabbi, Rabbi says, he argues, this is not true, anob madim havi, I was born under the muzzle of Mars, and yet I'm not a, I don't kill, I don't let blood by anybody. So Abai, Abai says to him, no, it's not true, because Mar Nami Anish, the master also punishes people that are over on his words, B'katla, and he kills those type of people, and therefore you see that you are a bloodletter, and that's because you were born under the muzzle of Madam. So now regarding this whole fundamental principle that was brought up in the ledger of Yishub Min Levi, which we got to this whole discussion of mazel, regarding what happens to the destiny of life based on the mazel, what constellation it is, either whether during the day or the hour that will affect and impact your life, the Gemara has a whole fundamental principle, a machloikis, regarding how that affects Klai, so the Jewish people, are they under that domain or can they rise above that? Itmar we learned. Reb Chanina says, mazel machkim. A person's mazel, which is loosely translated as luck, but it means to say what the stars are saying, so to speak, will cause him how smart he is. And that is according to the mazel. That's how the wisdom is, as we said, that regarding the chama, the sun, that makes it you're illuminating and you're wise. You get that type of a character. Mazel masher. The person's mazel, the constellation, will affect if he's wealthy. And the yesh mazel Yisrael. And the Jew is under the domain of mazel, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up the world and the planets, that is, his prayer and his charity will not change his mazel. He will stay with that destiny. He could decide what to do with that, but he is stuck in that situation. Rabbi Yechonon says, he argues, and many Amiram, the Gemara is going to bring onto Ahmed Beis, that they argue, and they say, Ein mazel Yisrael, that the Jewish people can change their destiny, of even their mazel, of what that, how that affects the world, through their prayer, and the schus of what they're doing can change their mazel for the good. And how does he say that? But as Rabbi Yochanan Tameh, he goes according to the opinion. The Rabbi Yochanan says, Minayin she mazel Yisrael. How do we know that the Jewish people are not under the dominion of their mazel? That is, they could change it. Shanem, like it says the pasuk in Yirmiyah, Koyim Hashem. This is what Hashem says. El derech ha-goyim al tilmadu. To the paths of the nations, don't learn from them. And from the signs of the heavens, do not be afraid. Because the nations, they are afraid of the constellation. Which comes to say, that they are afraid, they should be afraid, but not the Jewish people, because they can rise above it with their tefillah and their tzedakah. So to Rav holds that mazel does not hold as an absolute rule for the Jewish people. How do you know that there is no mazel for Yisrael? Shnei, like it says, the pasuk in Bereishis, it says, "Vayoytzei HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Avram Avinu outside." So I'm Avram lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Gemara explains what happened in this episode. Avram said in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, "Bein Shalai, Master of the World, Ben Beisi Yerush Eisi." Says in the pasuk that the person of my house, which is a reference to Eliezer who ran the household of Avram, he's going to inherit me. In other words, I have no children. What's going to be with the destiny of Klal Yisrael? Hashem told him, no, it's not true. As the pasuk says, Ki'im asher yetzim mech, rather, that which is going to come out from within you is going to continue the Jewish people. So Amalei Fanav, she said in front of Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, Master of the World, Nistakalti b'itzdagdin shali. I looked with my wisdom of the astrology, Ve'eini roi lo hayli ben, and I see I'm not fit to have a child. It's not possible within the domain of this world. So Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, the first Jew, go out from your astrology. And that's what the pasuk meant when it says that he took him outside. It meant outside of his astrology, beyond within this limitations of this world. There is no mazel. That means that we're not under the complete dominion of the constellations for the Jewish people. And what Hashem told Avram was, my dayitcha, what are you thinking? What do you think you're limited by? We continue on to Ahmed Beis. The Koi Tzedek, that is because the planet of Jupiter, that mazel, which is your mazel, is Bemarev, is in the west. And that's a cold place, which is not fit to have children. Now, Mahadrana, Umekmina, Lebe Mizrach, Hashem says, what's the problem? I run this world. I'm going to turn it back and bring it to the east, which is a warm place. And then you'll be able to fit, you'll be fit to have children. The Hayin Dechsev, and this is what it says in the Pasuk in Yeshaya. Miheir mi Mizrach Tzedek, who awoken the tzedek, the planet of Jupiter, from the east. And that is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu called it to bring it from the east, Yikre'eu L'Ragle, He called it up to His feet, and that is because of Him. In other words, because of Avraham Avinu, Hashem changed Tzedek, Jupiter, from being in the west, which was cold, to the east, to Mizrach, again for the purpose of giving Avraham Avinu the ability to have children. The Gemara says, U'medishmul nami in Mazli Sof. From Shmuel we see also from that incident that the Gemara is going to say that the Jewish people have no mazel, in other words, not mazel that they have no luck, but rather that they are beyond and above luck, which is basically the destiny of the constellations. The Shmuel va'avlet havias, because Shmuel and Avlet, who Avlet was this, the name of a sage, a non-Jewish sage who was an astrologer, they were both sitting. There were these people walking by, they were sitting and watching these people walk by, going to work in the swamp. So Avlet Shmuel, Avlet told Shmuel, Hi Gavra Azul Asi, that person is going to go and he's not going to come back. Tarik lechivya meis, because I see that a snake's going to bite him and he's going to die. So Amalei Shmuel told him, Ibar Yisrael hu Azlova Asim. If he's a Jewish person, he's going to go and he's going to come back because Ein Mazli Yisrael, and his Tevila will help him. Adi Yasvi, while they were sitting there, Azlova Asim, this guy went and he came back. So come Avi got up, Shadi Latuni, he grabbed this person's package. Ashkech Bechivi, he found a snake inside over there. The Pasig Vashadi Betarta Gubi, that was cut in half into two pieces. And that is when they were cutting the reeds that they were cutting from the swamp, without them knowing, they cut the snake into two. So Amalei Shmuel, Mayavata, Shmuel told this Jew, what did you do? You obviously were supposed to die. What was the merit that you lived? So Amalei, he said, Kol yoyma havim arminan rifta b'hadi adadi. Every day what we do is, we collect bread into a communal basket, and everyone puts in their piece of bread, and then we all eat together, and one person goes and he collects all the breads, and then we eat it, and that's how we share it. Today there was one person that did not have a piece of bread to join and give into the pot. He was embarrassed because how could he eat if he didn't put anything in? So I told all the people gathered, you know, today I'm going to get up and I'm going to go ahead and collect the bread from everyone. I'm going to be that person. When I came to this person, I realized I knew he didn't have bread. I made believe as if I was taking a piece of bread from him, and really I gave from my piece into the basket as if he had given it, so that he shouldn't be embarrassed. So Amalei, so Shmuel told him, mitzvah, you did a mitzvah. Nafik Shmuel Badarsha, Shmuel went out and he gave a lecture. And he gave a lecture on the Pasuk in Mishlei that says, Utztaka tatzel memavis, charity saves from death. Now he explained, it's not just from a strange death, but however you're going to still die because you're supposed to die from a proper death, Elamimisa Asma, rather you save from death itself, it's going to save you and it actually gives life. Because this person was supposed to die and he didn't die. The Gemara continues, Rabbi Kiva Nama Ein Mazli Yisrael. From the episode of Rabbi Kiva, we see also that again, that the Jewish people are beyond Mazel. Rabbi Kiva Havali Brata, because Rabbi Kiva had a daughter. Amrile Kaldoi, so the astrologers told him, on the day that she goes into the bridal chamber, when she's about to get married, Tarik Lechivya Misa, that a snake is going to bite her and she's going to die. Savadi Iga Melsatuma, this bothered Rabbi Kiva very much. His daughter, on the most precious day of her life, that's when she's going to pass away. Hahu Yom, on that day, Shakolta Lamachvanta, she took her brooch, which is an ornament of gold, which has like a type of a plate on the edge of it. That's the Beguda, so she didn't know where to put it, you know, she's going to sleep. She stuck it into the wall. Isrami, it happened to be that Esav Be'inu D'chivya, that it went and poked into the eye of the snake that was there behind the wall. Letzafra Kikoshokle, so in the morning when she went to take her brooch out of the wall, Havakasarch Va'asi Chivya Basrei, so it came and it was stuck in the snake, and the snake came through the wall, and she saw the dead snake there. So Amalah Avua, so our father told him, Mayavata, what did you do? You obviously were supposed to die by the snake, and you were saved. So Amalei, she told him, Bifanya, and last night, Asa Anya Karababa, so there was a poor person, he came to the doorway. Everyone was busy preparing for the Suda, and Veleka Deshame, no one heard him, and he was just there waiting for somebody to eat. So Hakimna, I got up, me the Kala, the bride, Shakil Tilagrista, no, obviously, so I went and took the portion that was given to me, and Yosef Nale, and I went and I gave it to him. So Amalah Mitzavadata, you did a righteous act of charity. So Nafag Rabbi Kiva Dash, Rabbi Kiva got up, and he gave a lecture. Utztaka Tatsam Amavis, charity saves from death. Veloyma Misavichun, not only from a strange death. Rather, it says from death itself. That is, again, the Jewish people are beyond the destiny of the constellations. They can change it with their acts of tefillah and tzedakah. From Reb Nachman Yitzchok, we also see the same idea that Ein Mazel Yisrael. Amri Lekaldoi, that regarding by the mother of Nechem Yitzchak, the astrologers had told her, Baruch Ganav Havet, your son is going to be a thief. So Leshavakte Gilui Reish, she never let her son go without a yarmulke, without a kapel on his head. Amr Leish, she told her son, Kasi Rashcha, make sure your head is covered. I always want to see that kippah on your head. That you should have the awe, the fear of heaven on your head. That's what the kippah, the purpose that it was supposed to do. Ubay Rachman, you should always be beseeching and requesting mercy that the Yetzirah, the evil incarnation, should not have control over you. Now, Lohava Yoda Amai Kamerle, he didn't know what his mother was telling him. What do you want? Why should I always be wearing my yarmulke? I should daven that I shouldn't have. He didn't know this thing that the astrologers had told her. But Yoimachad Yosef Kagar's Tuti Dikla. So he was a big Tamachacham, and one day he's sitting under a tree, and he's sitting and learning under a palm tree, a day tree. And he doesn't know he's a big Tamachacham. He doesn't realize he has this underlying mazel, which was that the astrologer had said that he was going to be this bad person, this thief. And then one day he's sitting under the day tree, and his cloak that covered his head went and fell off his head. Dolly Aina, he picked up his eyes. Chazal Ledikla, and he saw the day tree. Alma Yitzri, so now that he wasn't wearing a kippah, wasn't wearing anything covering his head, his inclination overpowered him. Salik, he went up. Paske likivura, he ripped off a cluster of dates, and this tree was not his own. Bishina, and he ripped it up with his teeth. That's how strong his inclination was, that he grabbed it up with his teeth, and he stole that because it was only his yarmulke. It was, again, different acts that could change. The Klal Yisrael are just like everyone else, that the mazel will affect us. However, all these Amarim are saying, Ein Mazel Yisrael, that we can change our destiny, again, with Torah, Tefillah, and Mitzvahs, and Tzedakah. These are the things that can change our destiny with the acts of Yiddishkeit, and that's why Ein Mazel Yisrael, we can go above and beyond that. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah. Again, continue the theme of the previous Mishnah is regarding food preparation for animals on Shabbos. So the Mishnah begins. Mechatchen es adluin lefnei habehem. You're allowed to chop up guards in front of an animal on Shabbos, that again, that they were detached from before Shabbos, so you're not ripping it off from the ground. However, the chiddush is that although generally guards are not animal food, because they're usually prepared for human consumption, however, in spite of that, it's not going to have an element of muktzah to it, and you're allowed to go ahead and chop it up for the animals. Similarly, v'esanavei lefnei klovim, you're allowed to take and chop up the carcass of a dead animal for the dogs, and again, although it became an avela today on Shabbos, and that is by Bein HaShmashes, by twilight of Friday night, which is generally the time that establishes the status of an item for Shabbos, it was only being utilized for a human, because generally an animal that you would shecht, that you would slaughter, would be given to humans. However, in spite of that, now that it died on Shabbos and there's a carcass that's not fit for human consumption, you're still allowed to go ahead and chop it up for an animal, and it's not considered muktzah. To which the Mishnah says, Rabbi Hudaimer, he argues, he says, Im loy hoysen avelim erev Shabbos, if it was not a carcass from before Shabbos. And that is different, therefore, by the time of twilight, it was still alive, and therefore it was designated for humans to eat it. It wasn't a carcass, which is then going over to dogs. Then he says that it's asur, it's going to be forbidden to go ahead and chop it up for the dogs. It's considered muktzah for the animals. Because it's not considered prepared for the animals, it's only considered prepared for humans. And therefore, that's the old machloikis between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Huda regarding how far do we extend the principles of muktzah, that Rabbi Huda says that it has to be designated for specifically for this population. And since it wasn't an avela on the Erev Shabbos, it was designated for humans, and therefore for animals it's considered muktzah, and you can't chop up the carcass for the animals. So now the Gemara explains regarding, as we mentioned, this old machloikis between Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Shimon regarding how far do we extend the halachas of muktzah for what's considered prepared or not. The Gemara brings a machloikis, a meram, six of them, three like that paskin like Rabbi Huda, and three of them the paskin like Rabbi Shimon. So Idma, we learned, Oral Shachas Simon. Again, Oral are the acronym for the three amaram, the paskin, halacha like Rabbi Huda, and Shachas is the acronym of the three amaram, the paskin like Rabbi Shimon. Amar Ula, Ula said, that's the ayin. Halacha k'Rabbi Huda, halacha faz Rabbi Huda. The Af Rav saba halacha k'Rabbi Huda. Also Rav, that's the Reish, he also says halacha is like Rabbi Huda. And the way we know that is min de karchi dezuzi, from the case of the mats that were made for the ships, and that is it was used to cover the merchandise that was on there. That's because the word zuzi in Aramaic is the word for ships. So karchi dezuzi are the mats of the ships. As the Gemara says, the Rav asr Shmuel shari, and Rav said it's forbidden to move them on Shabbos. And Shmuel said that's mutter, that obviously we see that Rav extends, he has a broader application of muktzah, and therefore that's because he passes like Rabbi Yehuda, that it's going to be asr, and not like Shmuel, who he says Allah is like Rabbi Shimon. Va'af Levi, so Allah is like Rabbi Yehuda. Also Levi, that's the Lamed, he also says Allah is like Rabbi Yehuda. Ki hada Levi, as was the minig of Levi, ki have a maisi terif to le kamibi yamatava. when they would bring in front of him an animal that has a questionable status, if it was a treifa, it had a fatal defect, and that it's not going to be kosher, to, even though it's slaughtered, to be eaten at all, and therefore it had to be brought in front of a chacham to be able to check it out if it's a treifa, if it has a fatal defect or not, he wouldn't check it, inspect it, to see if it's kosher or not, only if it was sitting right by the garbage dump, that if he sees that it's a treifa, that he's going to leave it right there. The Amr, because he said, Dimolei miskasher, maybe it's not going to be kosher, so therefore it's not fit for human consumption. And then it won't be fit to move it around, it's going to be mukta, because it's not fit even for dogs, and that's the idea, because since it was slaughtered today, and therefore it's not going to be able to be moved like Rabbi Huda, because although it was considered prepared, but that was only prepared for humans, that's because a regular animal, and that's why we slaughtered today on Yom Tov, to be able to feed it to the humans, it's not fit for the humans because it's treifa, so now it's mukta regarding that. And it's also not going to be able to be moved for the dogs, because since it wasn't prepared from before Shabbos, by twilight, by Ben HaShemashes, it was only mukhan la'adam, not la'behema, therefore it's mukta for the dogs, and that's because Levi, again, he was the third one that also paskin, like Rabbi Huda, that he said that that's how broad the application of mukta is. However, the Gemara says that Ushmul Amar Halachik Reb Shimon. Now, the Gemara says the three Amarim that pass in like Reb Shimon, that the Shin is Shmul, that he says Halacha is like Reb Shimon. Va'av Ziiri Sav Halachik Reb Shimon. Also, Ziiri, that's a Zayin, he also says Halacha is like Reb Shimon. The Tanan, as we learned in the Mishnah in Be'ah, that proves that Ziiri says like Reb Shimon. That the Mishnah there says, Behema Shemesa, an animal that dies, Lo Yazi Zenim Kamin, I'll move it from its place. On that, for Tirgum Ziri, Ziri had interpreted there in Masechtas Be'ah, but Behemoth Kachim, that is talking about an animal of Kachim that was consecrated property. And therefore, that is Aser Bahano, and therefore it's not fit for the dog, even if it dies. Avav Chul and Shabar Dami, therefore he interpreted, however, if it was unconsecrated, it was a regular Chul animal, then it would be okay to move it on Shabbos, because then it's fit to be able to fit it to dogs. That's obviously because he holds that it's not mukta, which is like Reb Shimon, who he says doesn't have to be prepared for this distinct population of the animals, and therefore, since it was prepared for human consumption, if it dies and becomes nevela on Shabbos, it's not mukta if it's chulin, and because it could be given to dogs, not like Reb Yehuda, it's only because it was kachim, which when it's dead, it can't just give it to dogs. That's a halacha by kachim, and that's why it couldn't be moved. But if it's chulin, it would be like Reb Shimon. And the Gemara says the third one is the Ches, Vaf Reb Yechanan Om Halacha Reb Shimon. And also Reb Yechanan says Halacha is like Reb Shimon. To which the Gemara asks, did Reb Yechanan really say Halacha is like Reb Shimon, not like Reb Yehuda? But Va'am Reb Yechanan Halacha Gestam Mishnah. We know that always Reb Yechanan says the Halacha follows a Mishnah that doesn't say who it is, without a specific author, that Reb Yehuda Anasi did in a way to say the Halacha follows a Stam Mishnah. And yet it's not. We learned in the Stam Mishnah in Be'ah, and we continue on top of Kuf and Zayin and Aleph. Ein mevaken etzim nakaris. We now let a chop and split wood that's by a pile of beams, which are muktzah. They're separated and prepared to be able to be used for building purposes. V'loy menakari. Now chop wood either from an old beam, shenishba b'yamtiv, but if it broke on yamtiv, that if it broke today, and although now it's fit for using as firewood, but still it's usher, because since by Bein HaShemashah, by twilight, it wasn't prepared for that. It was used as a beam, not for firewood. So therefore, although now it is fit for that, that's the equivalent of nevela, that now it's fit for an animal, still we say that you cannot use to chop it on yamtiv, that it will be mukta. Now that seems to be a stam mishnah, like Rabbi Yehuda, so how could Rabbi Yehuda say halach is like Rabbi Shimon? That the Gemara answers Rabbi Yechanan nahu k'Rabbi Yisrael by Yehuda Masnala. That Mishnah Rabbi Yechanan attributes it to an opinion, and he says that it was Rabbi Yisrael by Yehuda who said that he's a Yachid, and therefore the halacha doesn't have to follow him, and rather Rabbi Yechanan passed on halacha like Rabbi Shimon, and therefore we have this machlokes between the three Amaram that say halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda and the three Amaram that say halacha is like Rabbi Shimon. Again, regarding how broad do we say is the extension of the halachas of mukta, regarding how prepared does it have to be. Rabbi Shimon says it doesn't have to be that prepared, it just doesn't have to be totally separated from one's mind, and therefore the animal, although it's usually used for a human, if it dies on Yom Tov, you can go ahead and use it for the dog. Whereas the other opinions of Rabbi Yehuda and the Amaram, the Pasen Hakim, they say that no, has to be exactly prepared how it should be. If not, it's mukta, and therefore the nevela is going to be considered mukta for the dog, although it's utilized for the dog, but since Babin HaShemashas, it wasn't dead yet, it's going to be considered mukta, and it cannot be given to the dog.